Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome South Orange County Economic Coalition past chair Steve Lamott. He's also the Building Industry Association of Orange County Chapter Executive Officer. Thank you, Steve, for being on Impact OC.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Steve, the coalition's mission is to be the leading business advocate in South Orange County. How are you able to accomplish this?
Sure. I say it all the time. It's showing up. It's showing up to city council meetings, to, you know, commenting on policy, whether it's state or local. It's really our job, and me as a board member, my day job is with the Building Industry Association. So, you know, we utilize organizations like this for ourselves to also advocate for our issues. So I get to advocate kind of twice, right? And like I said, it's showing up and it's being there.
What are the type of businesses that are members?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I got my list here actually, because it's a pretty big list. So obviously I'm BI Orange County. Our incoming chairman of the board is Mike Balsamo with Rancho Mission Viejo. We have Merlone Geyers, who's looking at the Laguna Hills Mall redevelopment project right now in Laguna Hills. UCI is on our board. Southern California Edison, City of Hope, Providence Mission Hospital, Cox Communications, San Diego Gas and Electric, Santa Margarita Water District. The list goes on. But really, the businesses who are making an impact here in Orange County serve on our board.
So how do they participate?
Board meetings, of course, is we meet every couple months. And being involved in the community, sharing what's affecting them and how we can be impactful for them is really how you get involved with our organization.
What are some of the coalition positions that help these businesses?
Well, I guess I'll speak, you know, personally on behalf of the building industry, but for example, housing is a big issue. We just had a city council meeting in Laguna Hills for the redevelopment of the mall. And our organization was there speaking in favor of the project. Our members showed up speaking in favor of the project. And so, again, it's really having this voice that's sticking up for the business. It's kind of an example, in my opinion.
Is the coalition one voice?
The coalition is one voice, yes. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So all of you together have the same vision of what you want to occur in South Orange County to improve businesses in South Orange County.
Sure. It's education. It's educating the public on the different issues. It's really taking a vast difference of businesses and putting them into one room and creating this voice, really, as you said, really one voice.
So you're saying housing is a big one. Well, is that because of housing versus development?
I mean, if you kind of, development turns into housing, right? It's kind of one issue. And you know, I spend most of my time advocating for development, which is ultimately going to be housing here in Orange County. It's not unknown that we're in a major housing crisis at the moment. We have extreme demand. We have low supply. We have housing prices breaking records, literally, every other week, it seems like. We've been having some of the biggest rent increases recently here in Orange County and beyond. And it's because, again, there's no supply. And so it's organizations like SOSEC, as we refer to it, and even the BIA, and even other board members like the California Apartment Association, trying to educate people, trying to educate the public, trying to educate elected officials that we need housing. We can't continuously say no to new housing, right? We need all types. We were just talking earlier. There's a project going in front of Anaheim Hills tonight, or the city council in Anaheim, of a senior living project facing significant opposition because it's going to be near people's homes. And so we can't keep saying no to these types of projects. And again, kind of bringing it back to the coalition, it's the coalition's job. It's advocacy organization. It's their job to share this information with the public, to work with the elected officials, and to try and share the positives of development of some of what these other businesses want and how it's going to affect the economy in a good way.
So how are you able to make change in the direction for the coalition?
Again, I think it comes down to education. You know, one thing our coalition has done for quite a long time, even prior to me being involved with the coalition, I spent about 5 years working for the South Orange County Assembly member at the time, in the 73rd Assembly District, and I attended South Orange County Economic Coalition membership meetings prior to even being involved in the organization. And you know who's there? It's the business leaders are there, the elected officials are there, and the topics were generally you know, development projects, business issues, state issues, legislative issues, educating the local electeds and really putting a face, in my opinion, putting a face to the businesses and putting the electeds kind of in the same room. And so I think education is a key point. Now, during the pandemic, we moved our membership meetings online. And so as chairman, I got to moderate and interview a lot of different individuals. We moved our economic forecast online. So we've done it now twice online over the last year and a half. And it's really reached a much bigger audience, I have to say. When we're in person, we have maybe a couple hundred people that show up, you know, big event, of course. But once it's online, I mean, we're talking about thousands of people that get to see our issues. So we had, for example, you know, Merlone Geyer on a couple months ago talking about the project. We had the developer on who is redeveloping the Dana Point Harbor. We had just about every general manager in South Orange County for the water districts on recently talking about water issues as we near possibly another drought. And so you really get access to detailed information, information that you probably would not be able to really see otherwise unless you really, really looked kind of in one spot.
But you also have small businesses that are members.
True, we do. Yeah, we have a lot of small members, not just big members. We've even have been changing over the last couple of years to really trying to bring in a lot of the small businesses as well. Really trying to create a different type of a membership, like a sole proprietor membership, to bring in small business individuals.
And how's that been working?
Good so far. I know that over the last couple of years, our membership has grown both on the bigger member side and even on the smaller member side. Businesses have taken a hit over the last couple of years. And we were one of the organizations that was really out there asking for kind of sane and logical reopening procedures. We did surveys when this started to our membership, asking how COVID was affecting them. And if I'm remembering the data correctly, we had about 40% respond and say that we're not going to last another 2 months. And these are businesses that have been around for 10 plus years, if I remember the survey correctly. And so it was our organization that was going to the elected officials and saying, look, we need to reopen. We can do it logically. We can do it safely. But our businesses are hurting. And this is not just small businesses. These were big businesses and in between. So
you go to the council meetings to try to advocate for the businesses.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, just recently we were there in regards to the Laguna Hills Mall development. It's not just me speaking as a board member. We have our staff there as well, but we have members show up too. We're one voice, but you know, you need a crowd there in support of some of these issues at city council meetings. And that's really, in my opinion, our job to get people there.
What did the economic forecast show?
So if I remember the economic forecast correctly, this was Dr. Thornburg out of Beacon Economics, and we had him right when COVID started, and I definitely don't want to quote him, and I encourage everyone to go on our website and watch it for yourself. Watch both of them for yourself. Like I said, we've had two now. He thought the economy was going to remain strong. That was his take. And honestly, I think his data showed that the economy did remain strong in a lot of different areas. Especially home building, for example, and that this wasn't going to be like other recessions because we know what was causing this recession. We know what is causing the economic heartache that we're facing now. And so, again, I think it was more of we know what's happening. We know why it's happening. And a lot of different areas did remain extremely strong during the pandemic. And again, I kind of bring it back to housing because that is my expertise. Builders, we can't build enough right now. It's still difficult to build here in Orange County, of course. And the demand is there, and demand is extremely high.
What is the website if people want to see the report?
Economiccoalition.com is where you can go to view all of our membership meetings over the last, year and a half now during COVID. And we have a Facebook page as well, which put all of our events online. They're usually streamed live the last Friday of every month. Please go check it out.
So how do the meetings operate?
A meeting such as the membership meetings.
Yeah.
The format's kind of like this. Again, I got to have the honor of moderating over the last couple of years, taking, you know, some type of issue or business or, you know, like I said, water issues, development issues, economic issues, even political. We had both chairs of the local political parties on not too long ago for a fascinating discussion, as well as the Registrar of Voters back, I think this was maybe in October, right before the election. And I get to interview him. Obviously, it was a very interesting discussion when we had both the Democrat Party chairwoman and the Republican Party chairman on, and really just get to ask some questions. We take audience questions, even people will call in or send in videos, and they're about an hour of some really good info.
What are some of the other issues impacting economics in South Orange County?
Well, I want to bring it back to just really dealing with the issues over the last couple years and trying to make sure businesses, succeed here in Orange County. And again, it kind of takes, in my opinion, that one voice to help business.
So how are you able to help them? You have your meetings, you go to the council meetings to advocate for them. What other kinds of things does the coalition do?
Again, speaking to the electeds directly, in my opinion, is another very important issue. Again, kind of going back to educating the public on issues and concerns of our board members, of our members. And kind of going back to the policy, but even the political side, hasn't been mentioned. We even have a political action committee as well. And we engage elected officials and support elected officials who support business here in Orange County. We endorse and we support elected officials who, again, are pro-business. And it's kind of the first line to supporting business, which is having city electeds who want to see change in a good way, who want to see their economics flourishing. And I think that's where our organization, as well as our political action committee, come in.
Describe being pro-business.
I would say regulation. I mean, again, I'll kind of just play into some of the issues that we deal with at the building industry. And again, why? And we're an organization who's a member of SOSEC, just like any other business on the board. And regulation is a huge issue. Cost to build. If it's too expensive to build, we're going to go somewhere else. We're going to go into a different city, right? We're also facing significant opposition to our business, which is development. We're having troubles getting housing units approved in Orange County.
Why?
It's a vast reasoning, I guess, if you will, and there's no one silver bullet. But we have a lot of elected officials who don't want to see development here in Orange County. And that's unfortunate. For example, the Laguna Hills Mall project was delayed by 6 months. And this is now years in the making. I grew up in this area. I grew up in South Orange County. We want to see something there. We want to see something there. And we had a city that has been taking this developer through the process for quite some time. And actually, there's an op-ed I have that was recently printed. And a staff-supported project goes in front of city council, takes three different public hearings, and yet they still kick the can down the road for 6 months. That is a problem. This is the Laguna Hills Mall, right? For those of us who grew up in the area, we don't want to continue to look at an empty space. We want to see something happen there. And this is where our elected officials, in my opinion, need to stand up.
And keep in mind, when we're talking about businesses, the businesses themselves support the cities of which they reside, because that's where they get some of the sales taxes from.
Sure. I'll kind of talk about development here, but we're developers and home builders. They have employees. They have people who stay here. They have people who shop. For example, the Dana Point Harbor, the Laguna Hills Mall, they'll bring in retail stores. People will live there. People will spend money there. It's not just good for the specific area. It's great for the region. And again, I think that's how you can be pro-business, is understanding that and really trying to help kind of foster that environment.
So does each of the members express their views of their issues impacting their businesses?
Yeah, they do. As I've read off, this is a vast board, and I represent kind of one industry amongst many on this board.
Thank you, South Orange County Economic Coalition past chair Steve Lamott, for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.